All right, this is Cry Podcast with just Corbin and Ryan this time. You want to tell them what we're talking about?
Corporations and just mega corporations, what effects they have, like implications and stuff, I guess. I don't know, we're just going to see where it goes on this very broad topic.
We haven't really, I mean, we kind of talked about this a little bit beforehand, but not really in depth.
Best conversations aren't planned.
Yeah, they never are, which is why the last one went so left. I apologize for nothing. Everything I said, I totally stand by.
Fair enough.
So, you know what?
We're not trying to appease people here.
You know, this is literally, and that's something I really do want to stress to people, is that this is 100% what we want to do, when we want to do it.
Clearly, considering it's been, what, over a month?
I don't even know. Like, I want to try to get more active because it is summer now, and it's going to be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But, we're still just doing it when we want to. Like, that's entirely it. Like, we do it when we want to, how we want to.
When we can.
When we can.
Yeah.
You know, like, we both have jobs.
Life is busy.
Like, we both have shit to do all the time.
Yep.
You know, so, like...
I'm, like, unhealthily busy.
I'm not. But I sometimes we hang out, and I just don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
Like, and that's...
We've done that a few times.
We did that last time.
If we're not feeling it, it's not gonna be good.
Like, yeah, and that's the whole thing, is, like... We're not going to force this to happen because it's not going to be my job. I have no urge to make money off of this.
We're not gonna gain anything from it.
Like I'm literally okay with like the 35 people that listen to this, and that's it.
35. You know?
Yeah, it was like 35 on the first.
Oh, that's right.
We got like 38 views.
Then eight.
Second one.
Yeah.
I still don't apologize for it. Everything I said, I stand by. And I know a lot of people were, like, turned away from it because of the title in general. But I'm not gonna, like, I'm not here to clickbait. I'm not a YouTuber, you know? Like I said, this isn't my job. I'm doing this by choice, by what I want to do in my life. Not even in my life, just right now. Fuck. Oh, now people want to text me now that I'm fucking doing something. Cool.
Ignore it.
I don't know, I'm not fucking getting on that. I don't care.
Okay. So, we want to start with the actual topic now?
That's yeah.
Been 2 minutes
that,
and 30 seconds.
Yeah, that was our 3-minute intro about how I don't care what any of you think.
Great connection with our audience.
Dude, I just don't care. Like, listen.
Yeah.
I do, I have kind of had an idea where, like, we ask people to ask us questions, but we, like, legitimately need people to participate. Like, if we have people, like, ask us questions and kind of have, like, a Q&A type thing, where, like, it's, like, an ask us whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then we just answer it in a podcast. But that'll be down the road if people would actually share it with their fucking friends. Yeah. All right. Corporations.
It's crazy to think how so many brands, so many different, like, companies that you think of are all owned by just a few parent companies.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot of diversity, really. Like,
the one thing I can think of, like, the first thing that comes to mind,
mm-hmm.
Technically second thing, because the first thing is Disney, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, that's a big part of this is Disney, but go ahead.
But the first thing that comes to mind is something I saw in Adam Ruins Everything,
mm-hmm.
which is... eyeglasses. All of the different eyeglass stores, like Eyeglassware,
Specialist,
all those
that.
Different
ones,
is
owned
all
by, like,
by
one, thing.
One company.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different boxes, different brands,
yeah,
different
well, okay,
names,
like,
different
like
prices, but all manufactured and owned by the exact same company. Basically just falsely disguised mm-hmm. as different competitors.
Yeah, well, like, the place where I work, which I don't really want to say, even though if you're, like, my friend, you know. But I don't want to say it on here and then post it and then something happened with that.
Yeah.
But, like, the corporation that I work for is, like, it's individually owned, which means basically someone can buy a piece of the franchise and just support that piece so the corporation doesn't have to take care of it directly.
Yeah.
But it's still a part of the corporation. Like, you'll still have the specials and all the stuff like that.
Is the store on 27 individually owned, or is it just that bad?
It's individually owned, but it's by the same company that mine is.
What failed there?
Management. It's just bad management. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And it's repeatedly bad management. I can't remember. Was it Susan or something like that was your manager while you were there?
No.
Who was your manager? Was it Yvonne?
Mm-hmm.
It was Yvonne?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
She wasn't bad, but...
Well, it has to do with her hiring.
Yeah.
Her hiring skills are
She talked to me quite a few times about that. She couldn't ever get anyone good. She was, that's happy when I applied. I was just desperately looking for a job.
Yeah.
I was 16 and I needed money. But... She was so happy when I applied because I was the only, I was the only one that, in her words, like paraphrasing, but in her words, was competent and had ethics.
Yeah, and that's hard, period. Like, employees represent a corporation.
Yes. Okay.
If you don't work for a family business, 9 times out of 10, like, if you work for anything, you're pretty much a corporation. Like, trying to think of, like other than, like, small-owned businesses or even, like, small-owned restaurants, like Manny's Chop House and stuff like that.
There is not. And even Manny's is, like...
Technically a corporation.
Chained. Yeah, because it's a corporation. It's technically a chain restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Because it's in Florida, but it's also in, like, Georgia and there's another one in, like, Alabama or something.
When I think of small business, I think of something local.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first thing that comes up to me is the Family Diner.
Yeah.
Because
that's a single local
town diner.
Yeah, that's true. Something I do want to point out about a lot of corporations is that most people don't know that they're corporations. Like, in the, like, 70s, I want to say, 70s, 80s era, people, like... Corporations were like a big thing because it was getting into politics, and even like the 60s, really. I don't really know how early it goes with like the people. Basically, corporations essentially run the government. Jesus Christ, another one? Fuck. I just got another notification. But anyways, corporations essentially run the government because Dick Cheney, if you haven't ever seen the movie Vice, I highly recommend it.
I haven't seen it.
It's such an amazing movie.
It's at Redbox. I should get it.
It's not even at Red. It's on Hulu.
I don't have Hulu.
I do. But anyways, Vice goes into a lot of information about how the Republican Party supports big business, because it's what's making the most money and paying the least amount of taxes.
You know what? Something recent in the gaming industry.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's favorite thing about games is microtransactions, loot boxes.
Yeah.
Certain countries' governments are banning them because they are too close to gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are essentially gambling.
Yeah.
And the biggest developer that does this and the most notorious one for it is EA.
Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about this.
Most recent thing going on with that is there are bills being passed in the U.S. Senate being like put through the U.S. Senate of banning like loot boxes and those gambling mechanics in games.
Yeah.
EA came out and sent a representative to like speak in the Senate.
Yeah.
In regards to this bill, saying that the loot boxes are fun surprise mechanics that people enjoy, and it is not something that is unfair, and you know what you're buying.
Well, it's essentially like a Wheel of Fortune mechanic.
It is literally a slot machine.
Yeah.
But they're trying to sell it as, like, the representative from EA went and spun it in a completely different light of to what it actually is. Because they were saying it is fun surprise mechanics instead of the actual, like, slot machine that loot boxes are. people have done the math of your percentages of gaining certain items and certain loot boxes from some of EA's games. For the items that are marketed on the front of the boxes as, like, that's the possible item you can get, most of the time you have a 0.00001% chance of getting that item. So you're pouring money into this. Trying to get an item that is
marketed way to far
you,
away.
That is marketed to you as the possibility from buying that box. And you're not going to get it because you have such a slim chance.
It's like the, when there used to be like toys and cereal boxes, but it'd be like, it's like that, but it's like, if they put one toy in
every,
the million,
every 3 million boxes.
And it's like they put one toy in one every
toy in every one toy in one box in one store in the entire state.
Yeah. That's what it'd be like.
Loot boxes are essentially just digital slot machines.
Yeah.
And what the EA representative that was speaking in the Senate compared it to is things like Kinder Eggs or, like, you know, the little mystery figure packs that you get.
Yeah, but see, that's always a guarantee you're getting something.
You're getting
something.
One of those items.
Yeah.
At an, like, comparing it to small little things like that, that don't
Yeah,
really
like you're
have...
not you're never gonna buy like one of those little like keychain things from like Walmart or whatever. You're never gonna buy something like that and not get. You're just gonna open the box and be empty, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's never going to happen. Versus this literally does happen all the time.
You can get, like, instead of getting an item, you just get currency. Which doesn't go back to getting an item. Yeah. You can get a full box. Like, certain games I've played, I've gotten a full box with only currency, which goes to in-game currency, but not currency to pay for the actual box. So, you can pay real money for a box that gets you nothing.
Jesus.
It's a slot machine.
Yeah.
It is, it is the exact definition of a slot machine. And the EA representative was trying to play it off to the Senate, because the people in the Senate who are going to be voting on these bills have no idea what it is.
Well, that
they don't know anything about games.
You got to think about, like, your representation here, man.
The,
like,
representation here is a completely false argument with completely opposite and false facts about something that EA knows the Senate doesn't know anything about. So they can say whatever they want, and if they say it in a convincing manner, probably get belief.
Yeah, well, it's
disgusting.
It's basically trying to, like, sell a cell phone to a 75-year-old man.
Yeah.
Or a woman.
It's like trying to explain to a 90-year-old how to use a VR headset.
Yeah. You know, it's like you're basically, you're just gonna just tell them how to click buttons.
Yeah.
And they're essentially just gonna fall for it because that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, they are going out.
That shit's insane.
And, like, that is such false representation.
Oh, yeah.
That insane.
Well, it's just straight lying at that point.
Yeah,
it's not even lying. It's not even lying.
No,
It is
blatant lies.
Yeah.
It is blatant lies as to what it is.
Well, it's more like false advertising, in a sense.
Because the boxes themselves are false advertising, and they're trying to lie and say that it isn't false advertising and that it isn't gambling. Because the grounds that the bills have to stand on is that it is gambling, and children should not be allowed to gamble.
So if they can prove that it's not gambling is how it gets accepted.
Yeah. But if you look at the core mechanics of it, it has...
Well, EA's been doing dumb shit like that for years, haven't they?
Their entire business revenue is built on those kind of mechanics.
Well, it's like the documentary we were watching. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where it was talking about when EA showed up, they were, like, legit. They were honest. They were, like, trying to do everything the right way.
Yes.
And then they just stopped.
Yeah.
Because they became a corporation.
Well, they were always a corporation, but it was when they
Well, I'm saying, like,
big.
when they like, okay, you can be a corporation. Small corporations and big corporations, two different things.
Yes. It was when they became big. They started getting more
developers. Okay, well, about, like, Microsoft.
They were a publisher.
You know, think about how popular Microsoft got in just the recent years.
Yeah.
You know, like, nobody knew, like, from the first Xbox that was like Microsoft that nobody really knew was Microsoft.
Because Xbox and Microsoft, there are people who don't know they're connected.
Yeah, I know. But like, it's thinking about how big Microsoft has gotten just because of the one small branch of Xbox.
Xbox is huge, and Microsoft has their like other parts of the tech industry. Like,
yeah, but see, like,
Microsoft is Windows. How many, like, yeah, when yeah. you think of a PC, you think of Windows.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah. Most yeah. people are...
Apple and
most people is, are like aren't the two running big Linux. Ones. Most people aren't running, like, anything else. It's Apple or Linux. You either have an Apple product, or you probably have a Windows product.
Well, like, think about, like, Apple, okay? Like, Apple as a whole is kind of fucked up.
In what way?
Like, okay, when they started, when Apple started, it was, like, just kind of basic shit. You know, it was computers.
Funny thing about the startup of Apple. Steve Jobs, one of his first jobs was working at Atari.
Mm-hmm.
When he started Apple Computer, the company,
mm-hmm.
he was running it out of his garage.
Yeah.
With Steve Wozniak.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs went up to his... boss, I can't think of his name, but to his boss at Atari and said, do you want like 50% of Apple Computer for $50,000?
Mm-hmm.
And the Atari guy turned it down
mm-hmm.
because he didn't think it would go anywhere.
Oh shit.
He turned down a 50% ownership of Apple Computer.
Jesus Christ. Ugh.
For $50,000. Looking at what Apple has become today.
$50,000 is like literally $50,000 a penny. It's like a penny.
Yeah. The thing with Apple is they have, going away from that to modern Apple.
Yeah.
Their entire ecosystem is closed.
Yeah.
Apple products work with Apple products and nothing else.
Yeah, and I've always kind of found that kind of sketchy.
And they're always super expensive.
Like, have you ever noticed that? Like, okay, for... like okay,
it's closed source.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Well, think about how expensive an Xbox is. You know, like
typical console for Xbox or PlayStation is about.
Well, like just Xbox, okay.
Say
the same thing with PlayStation and Sony.
$249.99
Well, I'm not even talking about like that. I'm just talking about like basic price, and then the fact that they have to split that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. An iPhone cost $1,000.
Yeah.
Like $999.99 straight up is what that costs.
Yeah.
And that's one company not having to split it with anyone.
Yeah.
That is pure greed. And the fact that people buy it is what is proving that it's right.
But Samsung, on the other hand, I have a Galaxy S8 that mm-hmm. was, I want to say,
$799. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, like, okay, think about how long iPhones last.
They get replaced yearly.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Like
iPhones get replaced yearly. Like, you can buy like, the 10 for $1,000 today, and tomorrow the 11's going
to
be out.
Yeah, see, and when the new one comes out, the old ones go to shit.
Planned obsolescence. That's my favorite thing. Pure sarcasm, if you can't tell. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
In the tech
industry. Well, see, and it's not even... It's like that with everything, yes, though.
Yes, that's not just Apple. That's everything.
But they Apple specifically is, like, write specific, it in the software. Dude.
They specifically write it in the software that at the time of new devices coming out,
mm-hmm.
there will be minor glitches, minor issues with older software.
Yeah. Well, because once everything updates,
motivates you to go out and get their new product.
Yeah.
Because they design the products not to last. They design them to work for a period of time from launch to the launch of their next product.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you go through the launch of the next product, it starts deteriorating. Mm-hmm. In Apple's case,
Apple does that much more
rapidly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
other companies.
Like, you can go and buy an old ass iPhone
and it will
it'll
function at a base minimum.
Yeah, and like that's what's crazy.
Because they don't support it.
Yeah, and like you can't like.
Which part of that makes sense because technology evolves. But, yeah, like, but going from the
technology
iPhone...
Technology doesn't evolve that fast.
Going from, like, the iPhone 7 to the iPhone 8.
Yeah.
Or
X or whatever.
Like, 8 to...
8 to the X is what it did, right?
Well, X was a big step up. It was very different from the 8. But, like, the 7 to the 8 looks like almost the exact phone.
Yeah, it's pretty much the exact same thing. The software
I don't know
is just
all
different.
The specs for iPhone as much, but, like, the Galaxy... The Samsung Galaxy S8 to the Samsung Galaxy S9.
Mm-hmm.
The 9 had a slightly better camera, and that's really the only difference I could see.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Even thinking about, like, corporations, or, like, not really... or yes, corporations, but more, like record companies within music... You know, like, you, like, in it...
The music industry has changed.
Oh, God.
Like...
Yeah. Like, you go... Looking at...
There's a really good video. Well,
okay, you gotta think... The entire phrase, like, of selling your soul, signing your soul away, is literally about signing to a record label.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what that is.
Yep.
And record labels are corporations.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like record labels have more power than most corporations, other than, like, you got, like, top ones, like top corporations like Apple and Disney, you know, which generally go hand in hand, okay, to, like...
Apple and Disney?
Yes. Any Disney show, anything, what kind of phones do they have?
That's true.
They have iPhones. Yeah,
that's true.
You never see an Android commercial on Disney Channel. And if you do...
I don't watch enough TV.
If you do...
Back that
you,
up.
But... If you do, you watch way too much TV. Cartoon Network, on the other hand... You see maybe, like... You see iPhones in Sprint commercials and Verizon commercials. Versus you see legitimate Apple iPhone commercials on Disney. All the phones they have... are iPhones. Disney Channel, they never have Androids. They always have iPhones. Or they have phones that mimic iPhones.
Mimics, like the... Like the Pear phones from the...
Yeah, from, like, iCarly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, like, even that was just kind of making fun of it.
Yeah.
That wasn't, like...
But it's still clearly...
Yeah, it's still clearly what it's making fun of and kind of drawing people towards that. And that's something, like... No one really takes into consideration as to how brainwashing that really is.
Speaking of brainwashing, moving away from tech products and music, I find modern music horrid because record labels quite literally brainwash you
into
liking
like,
a song.
Not even liking a song, but like think about like with all of this being one connected thing.
There is a excellent video that covers like modern music.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I'll have to look at what it's called,
mm-hmm.
But it basically goes over so many good things,
mm-hmm.
of why modern music is so bland. And just bad. But one of the things that record labels do and that companies or music companies do is they drill a song into your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Paraphrasing as to what the guy in the video said, how many times can you think of a new song came out and the first time you heard it, you just really didn't like it? Like, and you might have even been repulsed by it.
Well, that's even like in
but
movies and stuff.
You hear it.
Over
so
and over and over
times,
again. You learn
you
the
hear
words.
It. All your friends are listening to it.
Yeah.
When
so,
you go to the store, you hear it there.
Yeah.
On
so
TV,
ultimately,
you hear it there.
Ultimately, you're just you're learning all the words subconsciously to where by the time
you hear it so many times,
by the time the song comes on, you're singing to it without even knowing that you're singing to it.
And then eventually, you're like, "This isn't that bad. Mm-hmm. I kind of like it."
Yeah, but you don't.
The song
you don't
I
even
can think
of
about
most
that, is "Happy."
Yeah,
I've heard that song so many times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
so many times.
Even like more recent popular songs.
Anytime a new song comes out, they play it often. It's so repetitively.
Like that, and that's a problem. You just learn it. Well, like earlier I was talking about, like,
and for most people, it just grows on you.
See, I was talking about with Will earlier. I was talking about the Everyday by Logic.
Mm-hmm.
Song is literally played so many times. If you like the song at first, you don't like it anymore because it's so overplayed. If you didn't like the song at first, you now love the song because it's so overplayed.
Because you hear it so many times, it grows on you.
Yeah, and like,
if a song is truly good, would you hate it the first time you hear it and it would eventually grow on you, or would you just like it the first time you hear it?
You just like it the first time.
Yeah, if a song is truly good, I think you would just like it the first time. Not even
truly good. If you enjoy the song, if you think the song is good, like,
you will like it the first time.
Even going into like people have completely different opinions on what good music is. Yeah,
people's taste on music is completely different. And I get that.
But like I understand that. But when an artist tries, you know. And when they don't try, you know, in a different way. And you can, it's obvious.
Part of marketing for music, and the reason that everything sounds so similar, is because that is by design.
Mm-hmm.
It is safer to have a similar sound, because your brain likes familiarity.
Yeah, so, and that's a big issue.
In similar ways. And record labels don't want to take risks with something that's new and different, because if it fails and the public doesn't like it, they've wasted an investment.
Yeah.
But if you put something out that is similar or almost identical to stuff that's already out, that's already popular, mm-hmm. then you're going to make money off of it because it's familiarity.
Yeah, and people
will latch onto it.
Well, speaking of like songs that are just legitimately bad that people enjoy way too much, or like
Happy.
Well, Happy,
I don't know if it's an actual bad song. I'm so biased against that song because I've heard it I've heard that song more times in my life than my heart has beat.
I doubt that.
I doubt it too, but that's what it feels like.
I don't know. I think like a good example is definitely Gucci Gang. You know, like in all seriousness, like that song is so awful.
That song is
what's crazy to me though is how many people actually
said that word.
Yeah,
because that's all it is. It's two words for 3 minutes.
But I mean, listening to the song, he talks about nothing. Like,
it's like the same two words repeated for 3 minutes.
Well, that's like the majority of the song. There's like he does go into verses.
Yeah.
But it's not even like,
I guess.
It's not really a verse. But
when you think of that song, what do you think of?
You think of the two main words, and that's it.
That are repeated multiple times.
Like,
too many times.
Thinking about, like, even like, the Beatles. The Beatles did that. They wrote songs that made literally no sense. And people loved him. Like I'm the Walrus by the Beatles. People searched for meaning within that song so hard and found nothing. And like, was it? It's like Obli La Di Da or whatever. The song is about like life, but you would never guess that unless you like look at the lyrics or listen to it, period.
Yeah.
Like you have to, there's so many songs that are just repetitive and that mean nothing. You know, like, it's just, it's hard to think that that's all label. Like, that's all record label. You know?
You want to hear something interesting about a lot of modern artists? You want to know something that so many people share in common? Or so, not people, artists. Like so many artists share in common? They're songwriters.
Yeah.
So, like, most songs by most modern artists are written by the same, like, two people.
Yeah, that's true.
And that is unbelievable to me.
Well, like, this artist, she's an indie artist, and she's amazing. but she wrote songs for like the Backstreet Boys and Beyonce and stuff like that that people never knew she wrote. But she wrote a bunch of songs.
No, like I'm talking about big artists like Justin Timberlake, Maroon 5, Adam Lambert, Katy Perry.
Adam Lambert's not a big artist. Nobody knows who Adam Lambert is. Unless you know Queen. Yeah,
Adam Lambert part of Maroon 5 at one point?
That's Adam Levine, man.
Or Adam, that's who I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Lambert is Queen.
Yeah. But like Justin Timberlake, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, so many big names have the same songwriter.
Well, okay. Justin Timberlake, no.
Not all of their songs.
No, but see, Justin Timberlake has written 99.9% of his songs.
Maybe Justin Timberlake wasn't one of them.
He's not. There's no way he is. He's co-written with people that are also featured on the songs, but he writes most of his own stuff.
Can we do a description for the podcast? Because if so, I want to link a video.
I mean, I don't care. I don't know if we can or not. Like, I don't know for a fact. We can do it. And
pretty sure we can on Anchor.
I don't think we can on Anchor, but I think we can on Instagram. Like, I mean, you can reference the video.
But yeah, there's a video on like the modern music industry, and the stuff it covers is absolutely incredible. Like,
I think the main issue with like record labels now is that it's gotten less creative, and like people want more. People want more, like, one type of thing versus a multitude of, like, stuff that sounds different. Like, because it's easier mentally process. It's easier to mentally process three songs that sound the exact same way versus three songs that sound completely different. It's just easier. And that's, like, the whole thing. Like, it's the same thing with, like, how you said all iPhones kind of look the same.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you stick with a design that works, and you go.
You know, like, even my phone looks like an iPhone.
Yeah. But yeah. At the same time, it doesn't look that different from mine.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, all phones look the same. All laptops look the same.
Yeah.
You know, like, everything has the same design.
Like, we have two Chromebooks. I have a Chromebook made by Asus, and you have a Chromebook made by
Samsung.
The keyboard looks identical.
Mm-hmm.
The touchpad looks identical. The screen, identical.
Looks identical.
The shape, size, identical.
Mm-hmm.
It's a design that the only difference is the color.
And
mine
brand.
Is gray, yours is black. And the brand.
Yeah,
and
see, I can literally buy a gray one.
Yeah, if you bought a gray one, it would look almost exactly the same as mine.
Like, even like, going back to, like, video games. Like, all video games generally have the same concept now. You know? Like,
that depends.
Yeah, but I'm saying video games as a whole, looking at the whole thing, have generally the same concept. You go into something, you have to.
There are very, like, there
to,
are.
Okay, look at, like, GTA.
A lot of similarities.
Look at GTA. Look at GTA
mm-hmm.
and Deadpool. Two very, very different concept games.
Yeah.
Now look at the main story mode.
Okay.
You go into something.
Kill enemies, go out.
Kill enemies, go out.
So you're talking about the core fundamentals of gameplay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And that's all generally the same. That's all generally the same of everything. And
something
interesting
in games.
What's crazy about it, okay, is everything is the same. Everything is the same in every kind of conversation. There's no, like, everybody, even talking about, like high schools. All high schools are generally the same. You all learn the same crap. You all hate the same people. Everything. It's all the same. What made it that way? Movies, television, and influencers.
You conform to what
think is. About every you high
school to the society. Think about the Breakfast norms. Club.
The Breakfast Club is every high school in America.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even now.
Yeah.
It's totally different now.
It's totally different now, but it's totally the same.
Well, it's not even in America. Look at like movies like Sing Street, where you literally see the exact same clique in every group.
Yeah.
Every high school has the preppy kids.
You conform to
society. Has the football team, has the basketball team, everything. You have the athletes, you have the preps, you have the nerds, you have the emo, whatever, you have the weird kids, which are like always, you know, like
conformity to societal norms.
Yeah, and it's everything.
Yeah.
You know, and then you always have the people that kind of just go into whatever they want and kind of just switch around.
Yeah.
But they're always generally the same looking people. Like the people that don't really stick to one or the other all act the same way.
Yeah.
You know, like people as a whole are the same. We all want the same things. We all want everything. Like we all want the same things. We all act the same way. And we all hate each other. And that's pretty much how life itself works. We all walk around. Some of us like each other. The rest of the people that we don't like, we don't talk to. And they don't talk to us because they don't like us either. Separate people living the exact same life because we all want the same shit.
Like, people are very different, but if you break it down to the core fundamentals,
everybody wants the same thing.
Very similar. Yeah.
And generally, there's two kinds of people. People that want to settle down, have a steady job until they turn a certain age. Want to settle down, have however many kids.
Which that's like the...
That's very basic American dream type shit. Yeah, that's like
the basic American life.
Yeah. Okay. But that's not even just American life. It's literally anywhere. It's human nature to want to settle down with a partner.
Yeah.
And reproduce. That's literally our one job on this planet. Then, so you have those people.
Arguably, if it should be the job, but...
It literally is.
Yeah.
Like, that's... We're animals.
Yes.
We have one job, and that's to reproduce.
Humans are fundamentally animals.
Not fundamentally. We literally are animals.
Yeah.
Like, to think any different is complete bigotry.
Yeah. We
are animals.
Has animal instincts. We are animals.
Yeah. Literally, like, look at the freaking population. We all reproduce.
Yeah.
Like, some people can't. And that's literally the world trying to be like, fuck you guys. Like, if you can't do, like, and the people that can't reproduce are the ones that want to the most because they can't. Because that's literally human instinct.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have the people that want to settle down and reproduce and do all that shit. And you have the people that don't want to settle down immediately. The people that want to have a partner still and reproduce, but don't want to settle down. Like, don't want to, you know, have the house and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that disagree with the other people. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that are always going to disagree with the other people. Ultimately, both of them are going to do the same shit.
Yeah.
You know, just at different time periods and in different ways. You have people that are going to go see the world and going to go explore and, you know, do all that shit. But ultimately,
you're going to end up
in some place.
Yeah.
With a shitty job.
Yeah.
That you're going to eventually hate. You might not right away. It might take 30 years. But slowly you will hate your job. It always happens. You know, even if you run your own business, you hate your job. because you have to do it every day. It's a requirement.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a requirement, it wouldn't, like, you wouldn't care. You would want to do it every single day. That's why bands split up when they're so passionate about making music. You know, that's why artists stop being artists. You know, that's why people that run businesses sell their businesses.
You do it so long and so often and so repetitively, you know, that you get tired of it.
Yeah. Repetition is key to any life source. You know, our entire lives, we repeat the same process. You go to school.
Routine.
Yeah, it's repetition.
Yeah.
Routine is
repetition. Fancy word for repetition.
Pretty Not much. Even fancy word. It's the same thing. It's a word that makes people feel better.
Yeah.
Because repetition is just very negative.
Mm-hmm. It's a positive connotation.
For repetition.
Yeah.
You know, but like...
Because like, think of your daily routine. Right now I have a four day a week college class.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You wake up, go to that class.
Sunday night, I go to bed early, wake up at 6:30 in the morning, drive half an hour to the college campus, go in at the same time, get out at the same time, and go back home.
And then I don't even have a steady, like, schedule, but I still do the same shit.
Yeah.
I wake up at whatever time I wake up.
Which probably is around the same time every day.
Yeah, because that's literally how my body works.
Yep.
I wake up, I get some food, and do whatever I have to that day, and then repeat the same motherfucking process.
Yep.
And for people to think, oh, I don't have that problem,
I change it up every day.
Yeah, no, you fucking don't. You can change it up every day. And repeat the same process next week, or next month,
mm-hmm.
What the fuck ever.
Yeah.
You know? Everything's and a cycle. We're, to kind of wrap this back.
Everything is a cycle. Life cycle.
Yeah. To round this back to where corporations and everything.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about.
To kind of round this back to that, is that's kind of what's trained us to do that.
Having everything run by...
Yeah.
Like a few things.
Yeah.
It's all controlled. Everything is controlled.
Every day you look at your phone.
Yep.
Every day you see an advertisement for a new phone.
Yep.
Every day you indulge in some way.
Yep.
Every day. And the people that say they don't are fucking liars, because you literally have no other choice.
Yeah.
Whether you're doing it the most, like, hippie way possible, whether you're just, like, freaking gonna, you know, do whatever, every day you do something you did the day before. Whether it's fucking take a shit at whatever time you wake up, you know, like, it's same thing. Yeah. Every day. What put us in that cycle? The shit we own. Who created the shit we own? A fucking corporation.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's as easy as waking up and wanting to play video games. And it's having that urge that feeds into corporations. You know? Think about Google.
Google owns everyone.
Google literally owns everyone.
Google knows what you're going to do tomorrow before you do.
Yeah, because Google fucking tells you.
Yeah.
Which is why you look at your news and it's shit you talk about. You know, it's shit that they think you'll like. It's stuff they think you'll like. You talk about, you look at something on Amazon, and I've literally seen this happen. Every year around Christmas time, You look on Amazon at something that you want, all of a sudden ads start popping up everywhere for it. Mm-hmm. You know, like in all that is feeding into a corporation. You're feeding into that want, that drive that everybody has for one thing or another. And all of that is controlled by a corporation.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know? And to even think that, like, businesses that worked before they weren't corporations versus now. You know? Like, when things are corporations, they work completely different than when they were started. You know, like, if you told Steve Jobs when he first started Apple that everyone would buy his shit and everyone would pretty much just worship his company, he wouldn't have fucking believed you.
No.
He would have still tried to work his ass off to get to that place.
All right. I am looking at a site. It is, if you want to look at it yourself, it is internationalbusinessguide.org. And it is called Which Corporations Control the World? And basically it's an infographic breaking down the different sects of, say, banking, media, food and beverage, oil.
So we talk about oil.
Media, Comcast, Time Warner, Disney, Viacom, and News Corporation. Those own everything.
Yeah.
Comcast, MLB, Xfinity, NBC, Entertainment, which is the explanation point, like AT&T, Golf, MSNBC.
To go back to Adam Earns Everything, because that show is fucking awesome, and everyone should watch it.
It is. It's great.
It is. Talking about, like, cable companies.
Yeah.
They literally sat down in a room. Like, not literally, but they, like, in this depiction, they sat down in a room, and they were like, okay, well, you can get this part, but I want this part. And then they all just argued for it, and then literally, it all just became the same thing. So no matter what company you're paying, it all is going to the same shit. Like, your Wi-Fi, no matter if you have Xfinity, Comcast...
Xfinity is owned by Comcast.
Yeah, I know, but Xfinity Wi-Fi and Comcast Wi-Fi are two completely different things.
But it's the same
It's all the same company. Yep. To having, like, DirecTV Wi-Fi.
Same thing with if you have AT&T. That's Comcast.
And DirecTV. No, AT&T is DirecTV.
No, but AT&T is owned by Comcast.
Yeah, which is odd because AT&T and DirecTV are directly...
competitors?
No.
Or...
together.
Oh, together. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. They directly are together.
Another of the media is Time Warner. That is HBO,
mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers,
mm-hmm.
Turner Broadcasting, which is TNT, True TV, TBS, NBC, Cartoon Network, March Madness, CNN, Time, which is Southern Living, Sports Illustrated, Golf Magazine, Health, Entertainment Weekly.
It's just kind of fucked up to think about, like, the fact that literally everything is pretty much owned by the same thing.
Viacom, which is VH1, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, Paramount, MTV, mm-hmm. News Corporation, which is Wall Street Journal, Times of London, Fox, and then my personal favorite, the Walt Disney Company. Walt Disney Records, Pixar, ESPN, A&E, Hollywood Records, Baby Einstein, Disney Music, ABC, Lucasfilm, Star Wars, Touchstone Pictures, and Marvel.
And all of that is literally shit we feed into every day.
And a lot of those things owned by Disney are some of the highest grossing IPs or anything in the world.
You know how Avatar and
Endgame.
Or like, the box office fight between Avatar and Endgame.
Disney owns all that
shit. Disney owns both, yeah.
Like, because, literally owns both.
Disney owns whatever the... What was Avatar published as? Whatever Avatar is, Disney owns it.
I don't know, I'm tired of shit. I can't even think.
And then Marvel. They own Marvel. Food and beverage. Pepsi Company.
And Coke.
Tyson. Which is...
Chicken nuggets.
Well, yeah, but they're also Beef O'Brady's, Burger King, KFC, holy McDonald's, shit. Taco Bell, Wendy's, and Walmart.
Is Tyson?
All Tyson.
Yep. Jesus fucking Christ.
Pepsi is Quaker, Gatorade.
Holy shit, Pepsi, I never Rockstar, even thought of.
Rockstar, Propel, Mountain Dew, Lipton, Aquafina.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Starbucks, Pepsi's Lay's, Ruffles, Cheetos, Tostitos,
Starbucks
Doritos.
Starbucks is Pepsi?
Yeah.
Shit.
Nestle.
Yeah, so all you white girls out there doing Starbucks and Coke, y'all are fucked up.
Nestle is the drumsticks ice cream, Tombstone pizzas, DiGiorno, Hot Pockets, Lean Cuisine,
okay,
Icebreakers.
Hold up for a second. We're gonna stop on this one, on Nestle, real quick. Do you know how fucked up Nestle is?
Hmm.
They're chocolate, Nestle chocolate, like the Crunch bars and shit.
Yeah.
You know how they, like, that's literally an African slave thing?
What?
I watched a documentary in my, like, 6th or 7th grade ag class. I think it was, yeah, it was 6th grade ag.
Jesus.
And it was literally about this reporter who was in Africa talking about how Nestle was kidnapping kids, saying that they were going to get paid for shit. And they were kidnapping kids and taking them to cocoa farms and making them harvest chocolate or harvest cocoa. And it's super fucking illegal, but nobody gives a shit because chocolate is chocolate.
Yeah.
You know?
Jesus.
So basically what we've learned so far.
There's one company that owns like
Tyson?
All of the different beer.
Okay, Tyson,
Tyson
Disney,
is like
and Coke and Pepsi.
Multi-trillion. Because if they own, like, so many of the... So Beef O'Brady's, Burger King, KFC, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Walmart.
Here's... This is our thing, okay? The top corporations that own you, Tyson, Coca-Cola, Disney, and Pepsi, all fuck you in the ass daily. And that's probably where we're going to leave this fucking podcast, because fuck you guys.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm
Disney owns your life. And
Tyson?
One day the globe is going to sprout Mickey Mouse ears, and it's just going to be called Disney World. And with that, we end.